Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Matt, you missed one of the greatest little personal victories in a minute. I'm driving home. Actually, we can tell this story on the cast if you want. You guys want to fire it up?
I'm ready.
Yeah. All right.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha!
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
Hey, it's the last one of the year. All right, welcome everybody to the... Whoa, I don't even know how I started now. The podcast. Welcome to the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
In the upper square, beaming in, full of food for Buckley. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
It's like starting the lawnmower, like just pulling that chain, baby. You're fired up now. Let's go.
Down there beamed in from the desert, Matt Conner, the producer, MCTT. What's up, man?
It's good to see you, boys. Let's finish 2025 strong.
So obviously Cobb's in Seattle right now. Busy season at popcorn shop. So like today I'm driving home. It's absolutely just pissing rain, and I'm like, in my head I'm like, I should text him and remind him we podcast at 7 West Coast time, not 9 p.m. And like, just as I'm parking my car on a thread, simply called the thread, is a picture of Cobb and Buckley's. He's like, back in Valhalla, what's your happy hour order? And I just reply, sir, you have a podcast in 30 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, Ted has rarely wanted to deflate a balloon, but I was just like, and can I get the check, please? I'm living in Belltown in a bachelor studio. I don't know if we talked about that for the month. And so Ted and I have been just getting hyped on how we're going to hit Buckley's this month. And finally, I got there. The whole thread used to go there. That's kind of how we became friends.
I mean, the look of joy in this picture, man, it was unbelievable.
That's a guy who thinks he has 2.5 hours to chill at his old stomping grounds.
Yeah. Dude, you're looking at a guy, empty appointment book, full tank of gas, just had, a big day at work. It's like, let's get it.
So that's the first thing on my notes today is you're a big time TV star now, or at least your shop is, as Cops Popcorn was featured on, what was it, Today Show?
Yeah, that's, you know, we were on the fourth hour, or I don't know what it's, hold on. I know the name of it. I was looking at it all day.
So I just want to tell people why you're looking it up. So part of my thinking was I was going to text him like, hey, dude, you probably had a super busy day. Just a reminder, but I had to crush his spirits when I saw him sitting in Buckley's living the life.
Living large. Yeah, so we were on Today with Jenna and friends. They did a little segment on our popcorn, just hyping it. Al Roker was eating some, which felt good. Apparently the guest today was going to be Tyra Banks. So I was hoping there'd be some crazy, she would do something crazy and there'd be a viral moment with Cobb's popcorn in the background. But, you know, alas, didn't happen, but we got some good orders and some good traction heading into the end of the season. So it was good. It was good.
Just out of curiosity, this is coming out on Wednesday, the 17th. When is the last time, what is the last day people can order if they're going to have it shipped?
At this point, I would be very surprised if it got there by Christmas, to be honest with you, but okay. It will be shipping orders from now until, I think we'll probably close our website on Thursday, the 18th. But yeah, be warned. We have a lot of orders and you likely will not get it until like the day or two after Christmas, unless you live on the West Coast, then it'll easily get there.
All right. Well, if you're hearing this podcast today, the 17th, make sure you get that order in. Or as always, you can go down to the shop at Pike Place.
Nice, man. Thanks. I like the plug.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to pop in there Monday myself and get some corn.
Nice.
Also, being as that this does come out on the 17th, happy birthday, Chris. It's my brother's birthday on the 17th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Shout out, Chris.
Happy birthday, dude.
Keep walking the dogs, man. Don't give up.
I think buy yourself listens. Some new golf clubs. You deserve them.
I like that. Don't tell your wife the price. You did this, Chris. Those are your clubs. Yeah, you're right, Ted. You said he listens while he walks the dog. It's like, yeah. Sisyphus, you know? Like, the dogs are never done. Right. Walking the dogs around the same block. That's how I feel with my dog sometimes.
All right. Yeah, that was kind of cool, though. And everybody was real impressed, even in my work today. I was like, look at this. They were on the Today Show? I was like, yeah, man. How'd they get the hookup? I was like, I don't know. They know somebody that knows somebody and got them on there. But I mean, look, you are my friend. So is your the other ownership partner. But it is very good popcorn. I'm a massive fan of the brown butter and the cheddar.
Thanks, man. I'm a brown butter guy. Yeah, it's weird. We actually didn't do anything to get on the show. There's this woman who is a fan of ours who does a segment for them every year. And so she just selected us. I didn't know. She's been coming to the shop for like 4 years. She has a really cool blog. It's in the segment. Now I'm trying to remember the name of it off the top of my head. But yeah, that's how, weirdly, most of our opportunities, actually, we don't do any outbound. We just ran our first ads like 3 weeks ago. And so, yeah, all of our opportunities have come organically, like being in Nordstrom, working with Crumble and a few others. And so it's been kind of cool. And I feel like I always go back to this, but like the number one marketing is a great product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good product. And everybody that works
product.
Great product.
Just kidding.
And everybody that works at your store is super friendly too. So I think for in-person customers, that helps. I know the Smith boys down there in the flagship shop in Hyannis, I know they would just stand outside and hand out samples all the time.
Oh yeah. That's what samples are, the name of the game, baby. Yeah. The Smith brothers do a great job. I'm still trying to get out there.
They do laugh though, because Hyannis is such a vacation town. They said like some people will come by and they're like, you know, it's a better value just to get like the tin, like the gallon tin. And people are always like, I don't need the gallon tin. He's like, but they'll show up fucking 5 days in a row and buy a bag of popcorn. It's like, you really should have just bought the tin.
Honestly, we get that a lot too with people who are in town for conventions. They always come by on their first day and they're like, oh, I've been waiting to try this. Or, you know, I had this last time I was in town 2 years ago, or whatever the story is. They get a pink bag. Our guys always offer them, like, you know, buy two, get one free, so you could have three. They always refuse. And then the next day, guess who shows up? And then always the day they're leaving town, they stock up and finally get the 3-pack or the 5-pack. So yeah, it's a thing for sure.
Yeah. And
people,
it's
underestimate.
This time of year too, I know with my cousins, with Smith family, like a big part of the idea of starting that and shipping it was like, everybody would eat it during the summer at the beach, right? Like Fisher's popcorn. But like around the holidays, it's fun to have that stuff too, right? Like it's a good gift to get somebody, you know, whether, you know, if you've been to Seattle or you have family that's visited before, like ship them some Cobbs, remind them of the market.
Oh yeah. Holidays are prime time, man. It's honestly, it is a nice time for popcorn. And if I could make my recommendation, we have gingerbread caramel right now, which is really good. And then obviously brown butter, but brown butter is better fresh in store, I will say.
And I had like 5 touch points in my interview process here. And when I moved down, I got 5 bags and gave them to all 5 people that I like that hired me through HR and my managers and the GM and stuff. And it's worked out so far, but yeah, that was they all loved it. Like it was so fun to just see like, man, hitting home runs right from day one. Thanks to Cobb's popcorn.
Yeah. Love like it. They had some corporate event, right? This is years ago, and had a bunch of like leftover, like little bags. So I can't remember if it was you or the other guy, Rowan, like dropped them like, here, just take them to work, dude. And I was like, sure. So I took them to work, put them out on that giant kitchen table. And then it was amazing. Like a couple people that kind of consider themselves foodies, like came by and were like, cause I sent it out an email and they're like, you brought this in? I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm all about it and this and that. And like, I just let them go for like 2.5 minutes. And they're like, so how did you get all this? I'm like, yeah, my buddy's in the shop. Thanks.
I put in my time.
Right. Just go. I mean, it's good. They were going on and on about your popcorn. I was just like, I don't need the sales pitch or tell me how great it is. Like, I fucking know them. I packed some of this stuff back in the day.
Dude, there's a great photo people should know of when we first started the shop. We also bought another brand called Cucuruza Gourmet Popcorn. And there's a photo of Ted. Like, what was that? What was the Kevin Spacey movie where he's on the, they're on the cover with all the rose petals. Dude, come on. You guys
Beautiful
know what I'm
life.
Talking about. Beautiful something.
Mind.
Beautiful Mind? I know the movie. I don't know the title.
What is it? Is that what it is? I'm Googling it as fast as I can now. Beautiful Mind. It doesn't feel right, does it? Is it? American Beauty.
God American damn. Beauty.
All it's right. American Beauty, and there's a photo of Ted covered in about 800 mini bags laying on the floor of the popcorn shop, and it's so good. And then there's another one of him just as a gangster, like crouched over in like a rap pose with a bunch of bags surrounding him.
Call that the prison pose.
Yeah, Ted, I'll give you your props, dude. You have been there since the absolute beginning.
Again, right, still the most dangerous thing I've ever been a part of. Just it's just a ladder that only that just goes up, right? Like a ladder you lean against like a bookshelf and like a big library.
Like a library ladder. Yeah.
Right. And Rowan walking up that thing and me and you just holding the ladder.
Yeah, Matt, we had to hold it like directly straight up and down in the middle of the shop. We had a balloon from our opening party tangled in a giant fan. And so Ted and I just had to beast it. And he went up there and it was an America's Funniest Home Videos waiting to happen.
Oh.
Or OSHA industrial accident. But Ted, to our credit, everyone was fine. We held strong. The boys of summer got it done.
That's so tight.
I know. And at the time, it didn't seem that crazy. But like every time I tell it, they're like, no. I mean, explain that again. And then you explain it. And they're like, you know how dumb and dangerous that is? Like, yeah, in retrospect, but like we had to get that balloon down. There's 3 of us there. We put the smallest guy up.
And you're probably asking yourself, did the ladder have wheels, as most library ladders do? And the answer is yes, it did.
So we also had to brace the wheels with like our shoes or like a bag of sugar or something. Like,
hey, you know, they never said it would be easy to rise to the top of the local popcorn game.
Now Roker loves you, man.
Dude, it did feel good to see Al Roker eating. So he was like snacking on some before the segment started. It's like when the segment opens, he's like putting down some brown butter. You can see it on the corner of the street.
I saw that
like,
on Instagram. Yeah.
Let's go, Roker. Let's go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. We really lucked out, man. It's cool.
What? So we're talking about like buying popcorn or whatever. Like, do you guys have like a specific like holiday, I don't know, treat you're looking forward to or something you got to have? I feel like sweets really dominate Christmas, whereas like Thanksgiving, it's like turkey, pie, you know, stuffing. I feel like cookies, like ice sugar cookies you don't eat outside this time of year. And then I always buy one of those platters with like chocolate covered nuts and chocolate covered cherries and chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah, those, my mom makes some sugar cookies that we used to make as a kid. And I'll look forward to them every year. The odds were looking grim for this season, but I just found out she's going to be in LA with my niece, her granddaughter, who's 3 this weekend. So that really boosts the odds that she might make them with her granddaughter and then bring some back to the desert on Monday. And that'll be huge if it happens.
Oh yeah. Huge if true.
I mean, the odds have to be in your favor. Hanging out with a 3-year-old. Like, you got to make some cookies.
Keep her busy, man. Yeah. Carry on the tradition. Let's go.
Will you talk to your niece before she sees your mom?
I guess I could talk to my brother. It's not planned, but I was thinking about, like, how do I influence this? Do I talk to my brother? But
correct. Yeah.
Why don't you put the little one on the phone, bro?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking. Just get her hyped up. Like, your mom shows up. She's just like, I heard we're making cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. At that point.
Uncle Matt told me you make the best Christmas cookies, Grandma. Like, damn it.
Yeah. At that point, dude, the train's left the station. There's no coming back from a young kid asking you that. For me, have you guys ever had pizzelles?
Oh, yeah.
Very bizarre one to throw out there.
The thin little Italian cookies.
Yeah, those thin little cookies usually kind of look like snowflakes. They've got anise in them, like the black licorice flavor a little bit. Ted, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, Matt, you know what I'm talking about? It's almost like a little really thin pancake.
No.
It's crispy.
I can't say I know what you're talking about.
It almost looks like a, do you know what a stroop waffle is?
Yeah, dude, I love stroop waffles.
So it's kind of like that, like even thinner than that. I don't know. On the East Coast, I knew enough Italians where, like, you'd go to some Christmas thing, and they were always there, like, you got to try the pizzelles. So, like, that's how I know them.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I just Googled it, and all that comes up is pizzelle puzzles. I was wondering if they were, yeah, Italian or Scandinavians. But, yeah, they're traditional Italian waffle cookies. Yeah, Matt, they're bomb if you ever get the chance. That's a weird one, but that's something I look forward to.
Did you and have those
Danish, those little Danish shortbread cookies hit too?
Did you and have those people, before you went to the East Coast, Cobb?
Pizzelles?
Yeah.
Yes. A kid at my high school had a pizzelle maker. And weirdly, their family was like low tech. So that was the only thing to do if you go over there is make pizzelles and hang out in their weird basement. So I made a lot of pizzelles in high school.
I think that's what they call a core memory.
Yeah, sounds pretty like much. It. I mean, you have no other option over there. It's like you're making pizzelles or you're not.
Hey, little side topic. Did you ever play like knee football with like a pillow in the basement?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
At a different friend's house, dude. Yeah, we're like knee hockey. Fun too.
Oh, yeah. There was all kind of knee sports as you were getting older, but it was like, well, weather's kind of crappy. There's 4 of us in this basement. Like, we got to do something.
Yeah. Honestly, inventing games, I mean, that's one thing I do feel bad for the children nowadays rather than the kids of yesteryear like us, is that like they're never bored. And while that seems like an upgrade, like there's a lot to be said for developing your imagination and your friendships and your creativity, just being bored and inventing cool stuff to do.
Yeah.
Cool stuff to build, cool stuff to, like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, like making dioramas and inventing games and building blocks and Legos and just whatever. Like, you think about how much time you have if you don't have the internet, and like, it's absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about me with like toy guns when I was a kid and like army crawling out in the backyard. And there was full on battles out there and it was just me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, same. We had a camo net that mysteriously smelled exactly like a fish net, but it was green. Yeah, little military missions all the time. Yeah, man, I wonder how that's going to play out when that age cohort like are the ones making stories for, you know, TV, they're in writers' rooms and stuff, or if that's just all going to disappear and AI will be doing it.
It was really nice, like for a minute there with the flip phone era, where like I could text my friend or call him very easily wherever he was, wherever I was, and be like, all right, let's go to the park, bring the frisbee, we're just gonna play like urban disc golf, and we just go there and we just start picking targets, like, all right, it's par four, that basketball hoop, you got to hit the post, or what, you know. And then it's like we're just zigzagging around the park with a couple frisbees like idiots and like having the time of our lives. We didn't even know it.
Dude, I love that. Boys, I've been trying to talk myself into getting a dumb phone, but the problem really is just like no Uber, no Bird scooters, and no photos. Those are like the three things that are kind of keeping me with having a regular phone. But if we were able to get to dumb phones, I do think we'd all be happier.
Yeah, I mean, I will say kids still like playgrounds and stuff. So, I mean, you'd hope they'd still take physical activity. And honestly, I feel like the younger generation coming up, like, I don't know if they're, like, they're not on Facebook. They're on different stuff. But, like, eventually there's going to be a backlash of, like, we're tired of being stuck on these phones and, you know, looking everything up. Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the same way, like, they don't drink nearly as much. Like, they don't party as hard, like.
Dude, you're totally right. I think, so one, the pendulum of culture always swings back and forth. Like we saw all the woke stuff. Now we're seeing like much more aggressive conservative, you know, ideology spouted. But yeah, with playgrounds specifically, they've started engineering them to be too safe. And so because of that, kids lose interest at a much younger age because kids kind of need that, like, am I going to fall or am I going to make it, like, risk calculation for them to be interested. And so that's been one thing that went down with on the playground side. Wait, what was the second thing you said? Because I had something to say about each of them.
Oh, what? Like they don't drink as much? They're not going to be attached to their phones?
Oh, that there will be a backlash. So yeah, already we are seeing, like in Austin, we're seeing a lot more punk rock shows. They're throwing shows down in the sewers beneath the city. And they're like specifically low tech, like we want to make music with our hands shows, not we want to see a DJ. So there is some of that backlash, you know, forming already. And then, you know, I do think that with the no drinking, like that's like a deep-seated desire to like have relationships outside of the computer. But I was talking to a child psychologist 2 weeks ago, and she was saying that many of her patients, well, so she is the one who like would help diagnose people if they have like autism or something else. And she said like more than half of her patients have no friends in real life.
Wow.
Isn't that mind blowing? More than half of the kids she sees, I don't want to say where she works, but major Seattle area hospital that you all would know, they have friends on the internet, but they don't have any friends that they know personally.
Yeah. Well, did you watch that show called Adolescence on Netflix? No. Oof. It's very good. Cinematically, it's done like there's 4 hour episodes and each one shot like streamline. Right. So it's like, if you're the section and you're walking off, the camera will just pan and the next, and like, so it's like,
oh, it's like one shot
right, the whole way through. Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's so hard to do.
So that cinematically, it's very good, but it is chilling kind of what happens to these kids. And like, the parents are just like, I don't know, we were just letting them play video games. But like, you kind of forget, like you're talking to other people on the other end that you don't actually know, that are, you know, especially with teenagers, just putting ideas in their heads that, you know, like, man, they start believing it and this and that. And it's just, yeah, it's a very serious show, but it's worth watching. But it kind of hits on that a lot. Like the son just doesn't have friends. And then, like, can't make friends. And it goes way downhill from there. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. That stuff gets very Black Mirror-y. And, like, AIs now are starting to conform to what people have said to them. So, like, in the same way that Google search, like, the more you're searching something, the more it will push your results that way. AI is starting to do that. So it's, like, what do they call it? Like, self-referential behavior. And what that really means is, like, if you believe something that's extreme, you know, you have an extreme viewpoint on something, whether it's true or not, the AI will help convince you or present evidence that it's accurate and push you more and more extreme. It's like a, you know, feedback loop.
Yeah, right. And again, I have to be careful of it. Everybody does. But I consciously try to interact with a bunch of different stuff so I don't get stuck in a vacuum of just everything backing up exactly what I say. What's the term? I learned it from you.
The Overton window?
No, when it's just when you just look for articles that agree with what you're saying.
Oh, I don't know the term, but yeah, most people don't like to hear stuff that they don't agree with. So like we spend more time on articles we agree with.
Yeah. All right. And then the last thing we have to talk about, this weather up here has been insane.
Oh, buddy.
Unbelievable. Matt, have you seen what's been going on?
I've seen two videos. One was up near our friends in Stanwood. I think they're okay. And one, right? They're good.
Yeah. But
the area around them looked like where I get off the freeway was just like wiped out. And then I saw Highway 2 just like down to one lane because the other lane fell into the river.
Oh, Highway 2 is closed.
Yeah. Looks like it.
Yeah. And then, right, you had the atmospheric river, right? So you had all this rain last week, and then it basically just it got so warm that you had inches of rain dumped down, but also on all the resorts that had snow, it melted all the snow. So then you had normal flooding times 10. And then, what was it, yesterday down in Kent, one of the levees broke. So basically, like, I mean, this was the first time I've lived here, almost 21 years now. And they were, the evacuation notices were like leave, like literally grab your prescriptions and leave. Like you can, like that, the water's coming.
Wow. What? I did not know that a levee broke down there. That's crazy. Yeah. As far as Highway 2, which is one of the two major ways over the Cascades, it's closed for months. The governor announced that, like, it's a huge stretch of it. It's 49 miles of highway. They're just like, no way. Because, yeah, a full half of it just collapsed into, is that the Skykomish River on that side? Not quite sure.
I think so, yeah. And then, right, poor Leavenworth. I mean, this is the busiest time of year. And then they were out without power for a couple days. So I saw, like, you could still go over 90 and, I guess, blew it past to get in there. But, like, that poor town is getting crushed because everybody goes over Route 2. None of the ski resorts are open. Like, Mission Ridge had opened. They had to close. And it's just,
this is prime time.
It's the craziest weather. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I think it's hard if you don't live here to fathom, like, how much rain. And then you also realize, like, we are just surrounded by rivers.
Oh, yeah. And impermeable surface now as they build more and more. That's, dude, of course, the capitalist in me is like, if you've been looking at buying a rental in Leavenworth, now's your time to shine. You want to buy a ski rental business. Take I-90, take the long way over and start making offers.
Yeah. And I mean, look, it's terrible. But as a weather nerd, I'm like, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's just crazy. Carnation, all those little towns are just underwater. Like the ones that always kind of flood. But I mean, it's like bad, bad. And then there's another one.
It's always tough. Sorry.
Yeah. And there's another one starting today. Another river coming through. So it's pissing rain out there right now. I think it's going to rain most of the day tomorrow. I'm telling you, Matt, it is insane.
Today is probably the hardest rain I've seen in Seattle. Like, I got absolutely drenched in a raincoat two separate times today.
Yeah. Like,
we get floods down here. It's like, yeah, we're not built for it. Like, that place is built to handle so much water. So for it to be that much more water that it's causing problems of this scale is like tough to wrap my head around.
Yeah. Well, and the temperatures aren't helping, right? Because generally this time of year, it would be colder. So all that stuff falling, right? Because basically that thing comes up from it's over the ocean. It's picking up all this vapor, right? But usually it's cold enough. So when it gets stuck between the Olympics and the Cascades, a lot of it will stay up there or whatever. But it's been kind of warm. It's only been like in the 50s, almost 60. So it all just turned into rain and just dumped. And then especially wiping out all the snow on the mountains. I mean, I was just like, holy shit. Like, this is bad, bad. I mean, literally today, the Department of Transportation just had to put out a notice that was like, hey, listen, Route 2 is closed. Like, stay away from there. People keep walking up there and bicycling to get pictures. And they're like, this road, and there's landslides, like, this road could fall into the river there at any moment. We're not going to be able to help you. Like, stop. It's closed.
Wow.
I was gonna say, Matt, we missed you on Sunday. Me and the cobber, we got the tree. He was up in the corner, and then he finally got to try my new. I don't know what I'm calling those things. It's a little puff pastry with a meatball in the middle, some mozzarella, and some marinara.
Your new game day creation.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and Matt, I gotta say, one, we got it done. The tree looks sick. We got an amazing catch this year. Two, your boy Ted was popping off all kinds of dips. Sausage dip, obviously fire. And yeah, these puff pastries, it tastes like when you have a really good meatball sub, except for people at home, it's in a muffin tin. So it's like a muffin with, like, if it were a cupcake with like a frosting in the middle, except that frosting is a meatball. And underneath there's sauce, there's cheese. Like, dude, it's like a single biter meatball sub.
Wow.
Hits.
Yeah, hits. It's a hitter. Shout out to Pinterest.
We do need a name for it, though. Matt, anything jump to mind?
Maybe the meatball bomb.
I like that.
The gut
Matt,
bomb.
I'm telling you, it is this simple. You get crescent rolls, like a sheet. You kind of break them up because you got to fit them into eight things. You put in the crescent roll, marinara, mozzarella, literally a frozen meatball. And then I put a little more cheese, a little more marinara on top, and you bake it at 350 for like 15 or 20 minutes. And they come out awesome. And you're right. It's like having a little two-bite meatball sub. If you got that down in one bite, I'd be impressed.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a little – you were saying there was no entrees the other day, and it was like a little entree. But it's like an entree you eat throughout the day. You know?
Oh, yeah. We also had the veggie platter working. Had a little meatball and pepperoni. I literally go, Cobb, who loves you? And he just looks over. I was like, VIP veggie tray. It's on.
Bust out the VIP vegetable platter.
Damn.
The mayor showed up with queso and spinach dip. And there was only four of us. I still have like four of those meatball things sitting in my fridge. I haven't even eaten yet.
Dude, Ted, I love that you brought the VIP vegetable platter up. Do you remember where that name came from originally?
If I remember correctly, wasn't it when you guys were down in Panama City and like you couldn't eat vegetables, like you were eating at Waffle House every day?
Yeah, dude, we were in Panama City Beach for 6 weeks promoting an app. So we were doing like DJ sets and stuff like that. And you couldn't get a vegetable. And so we started bringing vegetable platters from Walmart in our backpack. And like at 2 a.m. in the DJ booth, we like bust out a VIP vegetable platter. And some girl was like, are those VIP? And we're like, yes. That's what I call a VIP vegetable platter.
Keep your dirty, sandy hands off them.
Yeah, it's like, get your nasty hoe-ass hands away from my carrots.
Right. You're in Panama City Beach. How many dudes have you f***ed already?
Jesus, Ted. It was implied. Ted, saying the quiet part out loud. That's why I love him.
How many hand f***s have you given before you touch our carrots?
A lot.
All right. Let's take a break there. We'll be back with some emails. What's mad in the comp talk?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Topic. Is Matt ready? There we go. All right. He gave us a thumbs up. All right. Welcome back, folks. Thanks to all our sponsors out there. Again, especially this time of year, eat a lot of different kinds of foods. That toilet can get backed up. And when it gets stinky, you call Pinky. And if you happen to be in an accident in this terrible weather, if somebody hits you, please reach out to our friends at the Advocates. God damn it, I had something else I was just thinking of. Oh, Matt, we had the big KSW show, and I met Taylor Monson from the Pretty Reckless. Cobb, Pretty Reckless is a band. She was Cindy Lou Who and the Jim Carrey. She was on Gossip Girl, so she is an actress.
Wow. Cool.
But now she's pretty much just a rock star. And look, I can fathom that the woman is an actress, right? So she knows what she's doing. But we like had this VIP backstage thing, and we were going to interview him. And like backstage, like signing some stuff, she's kind of in the corner talking to her manager or whatever. You get on that stage, and she like gives you a hug, like leans in, gives you a kiss on the cheek. And I don't know. Again, I know she's an actress. But I swear to God, I was like, have we met before? Like, this feels very warm and inviting. Like she was so good. Like, you could, like, look, I'm like giddy. I'm just like, I was so impressed. Like, God, what a pro.
I think the word you're looking for is smitten, Ted.
Yeah. I just was like, man, unbelievable. Brett from Shinedown and Zach, they're super awesome as always. But yeah, I was like, God damn, she's good.
Dude, also, frankly, sometimes I don't think you give yourself the credit you deserve. Like, you could be her type, you know?
Well, yeah, I think she kind of gave all of us a little smooch.
But you felt it.
I felt it. That's what I'm saying. And then, yeah. And then I like the official picture with the men's room and her. It's like, just, I'm in the middle. It's like, nice.
Yeah.
And like, she has a little pose she does. I was just like, God, this woman is a pro.
Dude, Mixie from, what the hell is that band name? Stitched Up Heart, same energy. I was like,
yeah.
We met a couple times, and every time I was like, oh my God. I what is going on here? This is unreal.
Right?
That's, I know exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, like, and I get it. She was an actress. So I'm just like, if it's a complete act, she is good at it.
Right. I'm not jumping the gun and making assumptions here, but like, what the hell is going on? That's all you're saying.
I bet you guys think bartenders like you too.
It could be real, Cobb. You don't know. You can't prove to us that it's not real in either situation.
Honestly, I prefer to believe it's real and shoot the shot.
Yeah. Well, out of the thousands of bars I've been to, I've taken home one bartender. So sometimes it is real, dude. All right. Sometimes
that's impressive. That's more than me. I'm still sitting at a fat goose egg.
Me too. Yeah.
So shout out Ted.
Yeah. Also, if you're having trouble sleeping, you think you have sleep apnea, I can't recommend enough. Go to a sleep study. Get your damn CPAP. I'm sleeping like a fucking boss, Matt. It's unbelievable.
Love it.
Been on it for a week. Preaching it now.
Whole new man.
It is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and honestly, good sleep will change so much about your physiology, too. This T is just going to keep going up, boys. 2026.
The year of the T.
Chris, you heard it here. It's our year, baby.
What was that, May? When is it actually going to be your guys' year? Like,
which was a valid question, Chris.
At that point, it was a very valid question.
Yeah. He's like, guys, I got to be honest. I listen a lot. All your shit's going downhill. Okay. Like, Matt's life is in the toilet. Cobb can't tell up from down. Ted, I don't even have to, you know. Yeah. But look at us now, boys. We're back, baby. We are so f***ing back.
We are back. All right.
We're back.
We are getting Doug back.
Yes, Ted, I got the perfect email. Year of the Dog. Thanks for another great year of the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land. All the land.
I'd like to propose that we dub 2026 as Year of the Dog. This year, we ask ourselves one simple question. Do I got that dog in me? Here's to new heights, new adventures, and conquering 2026 with the vigor of taking down hot dogs for $1,000 a pop. If you guys ever stop in Boston, hot dogs or lobster rolls and beers are on me. Jordan.
Wow. Lobster rolls have gotten very expensive there, so that's a very nice offer.
Also, oh my God.
It will be lobster rolls for the record.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going all the way to Boston for a hot dog.
Yeah.
That being said, Year of the Dog is our front runner for the theme next year. It's all we got.
I like it, dude. First entry. I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Year of the Dog. Oh, oh.
Yeah. Got a built-in chant. I love that.
That's true.
It sounds high-T as f***.
It does sound high-T. It's got that energy, you know, that little something we've been missing.
It's one of the fundamentals of Coach Smith program over there at Akron. We are dogs. Junkyard dogs.
Don't you forget that. I'll take that scholarship so fast.
Go Zips.
All right, so he says, Cobb, you can keep this one off broadcast, but we're not really those guys. Ted's talking college football. Incredibly soft of Notre Dame to decline their bowl bid. Friend of mine works at the Notre Dame athletic department, and we've been flaming him good for a week or so now over how the team handled the decision by committee. I just want to make sure I don't dox this guy. I don't believe in Carson Beck or Cristobal's second half coaching, but I'll be in College Station for the weekend. Personally, don't have much to lose dropping into enemy territory. Hope you're doing well, fellas.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. He's going to be in College Station for that Miami game.
Well, I didn't say anything there that hurts anybody. It's from Miami Jake. He did put his name on the email.
Dude,
of course he's going there, dude.
That's
he has a
gangster.
Better life than all of us.
Yeah, and everybody knows in college football, Texas A&M is kind of like, everybody's like, it could be a cult. So he better be in there just throwing up the U big time.
Oh, yeah, and dude, that's a crazy stadium. Like, that looks like an awesome place to see a game. I'll say this, man. There's two people who inevitably have a better life than me. One is my friend's son, one of my former employees, who no matter what I'm doing, is at a cooler concert, a better show with more attractive women. And the other one is Miami Jake. Like, I just picture that guy in, like, a white 80s Lambo all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And of course he's going to College Station, dude. It's Miami Jake.
Your friend's son that went to Ibiza?
He went to a lot of places, man. Yeah. But yeah, you know who I'm talking about. He has a house in Palm Springs now by you.
Yeah.
He's got a pool. Do you?
Saw him pretty recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get up at night and make sure I'm in front of the TV at 9 a.m. to watch that Miami and Texas A&M game.
Guten Tag and frohe Weihnachten from Germany. Good day and Merry Christmas. Hoping to get one more email in before year's end. Ted, did you have what happened to the U of M coach on your football college coach bingo card?
Oh, yeah. So the Michigan coach got caught sleeping with a girl on the staff, with a woman. She's in her 20s. And then they fired him for cause so that they fired him for cause. For having sex with her because she works for the program. It also voided a $12 million payout he was owed. And then he freaked out got arrested because the story is he like stormed into her house and like threatened her with a knife. I mean, it is wild. Unbelievable.
Wait, he missed himself. A $12 million payout sleeping with this woman?
Correct. So here's the dirty under thing is that word on the street is they kind of wanted him out, but if they fired him, they had to pay him out. But because he got caught with this staffer and apparently it had come up a couple times, they were like, oh, now we can fire you for cause.
Was she an agent or just an innocent bystander?
Let's just call it what it is. She's a early 20s blonde woman.
I'm just trying to figure out who she's working for, herself or the team. Nice.
I just think, you know, Coach Saban said it best. I don't know where this quote came from. I hope it's real, but it's like you never cheat with somebody that has something that has nothing to lose, doesn't have as much to lose as you do. And he's like, so if I was going to cheat on my wife, I'd have to sleep with Hillary Rodham Clinton. I think he said this years ago when she was just like, Coach Saban's not wrong here. But yeah, just a wild story. And then again, look, I'll fully admit it. Like the dirty part of this is that like if they were in the college football playoff and it beaten Ohio State, they would have swept it under the rug and wouldn't have been a big deal.
Wow.
That's my opinion.
Got to win ball games.
You do. There's a lot of coaches, but they won ball games.
So, Ted, you're saying that if you're out there coaching in Ohio, you're going to be the Teflon Don as long as you win ball games.
Correct.
Nice. That small town drama can't stick. Cobb, I can't answer your question about my current job and insider things, but before I went to uni, I was a painter. Getting high was the secret to cutting in or a brush to paint up to that edge where the wall meets the ceiling. Matt, hi. I hope you had a great effing day. To the listener asking about the Smilex brushes, here's a similar product I found made in Germany. It's called the Emmy Dent, and it looks like it's like on a German website, but it's an ultrasonic toothbrush. Man, if we don't hear from you between now and 2026, enjoy the time off. Hope you have a great year. In Germany, they say, Guten Rutsch. It means good slide into the new year. Cheers from Foggy Lake Constance, Lance.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Guten Lusch.
Guten Lusch.
We do have one more. It's short.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, big ups to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Hopefully you dudes see this before December ends, but I just wanted to get it out there. 2026 is going to be the year of the zips. Let's fucking go, boys. Cheers. Mikey Dubs.
God damn, I hope they're good next year. Honestly, I was at work the other day and I was like, man, maybe I should fire off an email to like their like PR people and just be like, it's not the biggest podcast in the world. It's the greatest in all the land. But like, we're really thinking about hopping on your train and supporting. Like, can we get some access? Like, give us 3 sideline passes. We will fucking show up.
Give us a little bit of swag to rock.
Yeah. Oh,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and like, and I just want to be like, P.S., we already hate Toledo.
Yeah. Zips. Dude, Ted, this is the stuff like this always happens to you. This is the beginning of a long story arc where you end up as like an offensive coordinator for a game or something.
Yeah. Have to be D.C. If you watch enough football, you hear me yelling at the defense a lot. I don't know that I'm the greatest offensive mind in the world.
Yeah, honestly, you were saying a lot more to the defense than the offense during the Seahawks game.
Matt, all right, so we get the tree. Cobb's over with his sister, a little blended family holiday for the three of us, and then the mayor showed up. But now it's like fourth quarter of that Seahawks game. Oof. I've already, when they cut to Philip Rivers' kids, high school kids watching the game, I already said, F those kids, I don't care. Like, it was getting aggressive.
Right, that dude pacing, fuming in the kitchen.
Right, he booms that 60-yarder. Yeah, I was just, they were like, "Oh, Dad's getting angry. He's gonna throw the tree in the pool."
And also, then when the Seahawks scored, I was like, "Dad, go get that tree out of the pool." Yeah, Ted was taking it personally.
I'm always like, I don't get that intense or care that much. It's like, dude, have you watched a Seahawks game with you lately?
Well, it also brings it into context. My little sister is like, you know, a younger blonde woman. So it does make the, like, you know, the behavior feel crazier when she's there. I'm like more aware of it. Like, I wouldn't have even noticed, but she's there. I'm like, Ted, just, you know, easy. It's like, it's just a game, Falker.
When you strike them, I just, like that whole fourth quarter, I'm just like, he's like, you can sit here. I'm like, I'd like to stand. I got a pace. Like, I don't know what we're doing. We're falling apart. We need to get a tutty.
Oh, Matt, dude, it's hilarious. He was spiraling, but he kept like ramping himself up because he got that high T count. So, like, dude, I was ready for him to like put his head through a wall or something.
Like, oh, Darnold, that's the right route. It's the right coverage. You need to make that pass, son.
Oh, man. It was a lot of fun, though, man. Thanks again for hosting. That was rad.
Yeah, it was awesome. All right. Well, let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out what's maddening.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Seahawks right now.
Yeah, right.
Watch that game. I usually go chronological. So Thursday, we went out to the theater and that we go to. And one of my clients got us like dead center front row tickets, which is a great way to see live theater. I mean, it was so immersive.
What was the play?
It's called Dear Evan Hansen. And
all right.
It was phenomenal. Like the acting and just like the production value. They had all these screens doing all these things. It was very modern. It was very like techie. And you know, like just amazing acting and just the kind of like you were talking about with adolescence, where like it's one take, man. Like,
yeah.
And I'm right there in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so crazy how good these people are at like bringing this thing to life. And my client like is involved with the theater. And so she always like tells me all the like back end of it. And it's like, they have 2 weeks to get ready for these things. And then the show starts. And it's like, in 2 weeks, they're memorizing all this dialogue and all these songs. Like, this is insane. And
that is the crazy part, right? No retakes. You got to know each word.
Yeah. There's no line or like, you know, safety net. There's no cut. Like, it's just, you just got to have it. And they all did. And it's like, it blows my mind every single time. This might've been my favorite play I've seen there. It was just a really good story. And I guess it like got some hype, like it won some Tonys, are they called? Or you know,
yeah,
it was on Broadway. Someone saw it here and said it was like better than when she saw it on Broadway. One of my clients from New York that goes to a lot of Broadway shows was like, "That's the best thing I've ever seen, not on Broadway." So it was really cool. And yeah, we had a fantastic time. Friday, I don't know. We didn't do anything like crazy. And then Saturday, after I got off work, we went out to LA to see both sets of niece and nephews out there. One of which is actually my brother's kids. The other is just like my best friend from when I was a kid's. And if we get them all together, like my nephew's 6 months, my niece is 3. My friend's kids are 5 and 7. So there's just enough gap that they don't all play together very well. And they all just want to play with me. And so it like becomes a little bit mismatched. And so it's better to split them up. So that's what we did. Saturday night, we were with my friend and his kids. And there's like a really decked out Christmas light neighborhood that you can just like walk around in. Like it's like in the HOA, like you better go hard on Christmas or you can't move in. it's all out. Like every house, like it's nuts. And just massive inflatable Santas, and you know, the there's a lot of like fun bits, and there's like there's one that was Dodgers themed, and so like all the houses like put their own spin on it, but I mean it's just blocks of like every house going balls to the wall, like gotta be into five figures for their front yard decorations every single house. Like
that's wild.
It's insane. Like the craziest house on the block or in your town, like that's all they have is just every all next to each other. So that was live. That was a great time. The kids loved it. We went down to Manhattan Beach, right by the pier, went to an old restaurant called The Kettle that I used to go to as a kid for dinner. Got some ice cream after that.
I know that restaurant.
The Kettle?
Yeah. And I'm like, when you said that in Manhattan, I'm like, I don't know. Somebody else I know has a house down there. They've mentioned that place multiple times.
Yeah. It was around when I lived there, and I moved in 2000, and it had been there. So it's like an institution, like iconic place. You know, no frills, old school Manhattan Beach, just like solid food all the way around. French onion soup is really good. I got the crab roll, crab melt.
Nice.
So that was really good. I had a great time. And that's the second crab sandwich I've had in the last couple weeks, Ted. I don't know what's come over me, but I've just...
Attaboy.
It says blue lump crab. You know, I'm like, all right, give it to me. Let's try this out.
Game on.
Daily Grill in the Kettle.
High tea.
Yeah. Love it. I mean, yeah. So I don't know what's come over me, but like, I like crab cakes. They're like, yeah, we made a burger out of crab cakes. Like, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And so, yeah, then Sunday we went over to my brother's house and stayed in the extra room there. Saturday night, woke up, and hung out there. It was funny. My niece is three and she didn't know we were coming. So I'm just like brushing my teeth. And she just like, I hear her out in the other room. And I look out while my electric toothbrush is buzzing. And she just looked at me like, what the fuck is this guy doing here? Like, but she was stoked. And it was just a funny, like her face when she saw me like, what? And then, yeah, we just had a great day. We went to the park by their house and, you know, played on the playground, swung on the swings and, you know, played all sorts of just like little 3-year-old games. Like you were saying, she's just making stuff up and, you know, you just being like activating these neural pathways that like adults have just forgotten about. And yeah, she's really fun, you know, being present in the moment with that energy. So, came home, watched football, watched that game. You know, she went down for a nap and it was like, man, I thought it was going to be a little bit, it was a great game. You know, it's just that my expectations didn't align with reality. And it was
Well, they were 13.5-point favorites.
Yeah, exactly. Not just my expectations, but I didn't like that line for the record.
I didn't like the line either, but Jesus.
Yeah. I thought they'd get closer to it, but
yeah, I thought we'd score like a touchdown.
Yeah. And the, yeah, it was wild, but the Colts, you know, they were a good team. It's not like Daniel Jones was the reason they were so good. Like it was that O-line. It was Jonathan Taylor, you know, and, Phillip Rivers is a veteran that's going to come in and limit mistakes and, you know, dink and dunk down the field with his little noodle arm that gave out at the end. Like, I don't know. It was not what I expected, but I enjoyed it. And probably I've seen my nephew a few times since he's 6 months, but like we had some good quality bonding that day during the game when my niece was on her nap. Like he's just like biting down on my finger with his little gums and, you know, smiling up at me. And it was just like, it was cool to finally, every other time I've seen him, there's been like little moments, but that was like, we had a legit uninterrupted by his sister hang sesh, which as a firstborn, I gotta make sure the 3-year-old doesn't feel like, the hell is this baby taking my shine, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my niece, I mean, she's in her 20s now, she's a cop, but yeah, when she was still really young, I remember sitting at my mom's house, my mom was watching her, and same thing, like some bowl game on, and I just have her sitting there kind of with me, and I do the same stuff. And I don't know if it influenced her, but like, remember, we put our heels on the 10 and we don't go backwards on punt returns.
Oh, that's so funny.
Right.
Fundamentals. So,
yeah, I get it. It is fun sitting there with like, right, like a little kid like that. Like, oh yeah, we can still talk to him. Hopefully it's getting in there. She's a football fan now.
Right. And he's not as much of a distraction from the game as the 3-year-old is. Like the 3-year-old was up during the fourth quarter, and like I had to do the right thing. I know if I obsess over the Seahawks too much, every time I hang out with my friend Colin with Down syndrome on a Sunday, I don't watch the Seahawks, they win. It's like just good karma, just be a good friend, be a good uncle, and like the game will take care of itself. Don't let the game overtake those other important things. And I wasn't sure if my theory was going to work for a minute there.
Yeah. Wow. The tree was in the pool too, so.
Yeah, you get it.
Could you hang out with Colin during the playoffs?
Get down here, dude. We got pools, we got dinosaurs.
Oh, Cobb's already got that dog in him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right. Well, with that said, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, boop, 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 boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
All right, guys, it's the end of the year. It's been a long one. It's been a good one. We have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to reflect on. This question, you guys can answer if you want, but you know, it's a little bit of an intimidating one. And so really it's for people to just sort of to reflect and think. If you guys want to give answers, that's cool. If not, free pass and we can just move on. But this is just for each person to think about, you know, individually as they think about their life. So in most horror movies, you know, you're the girl, you know, goes to open the cabinet or she stays in the haunted house and you're screaming at the screen, like, just get out of the house. Or like, he's in the closet or he's under the stairs. And so what I want people to ask themselves is, if your life were a movie, so just kind of think back on your life in the past couple of years, what is the audience screaming at the screen? What is obvious that you should do that they're screaming at you to do that you haven't done? You know, whether that's related to relationships or, you know, jobs or a trip you want to take or whatever. So if your life were a movie, what is the audience screaming at the screen? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. If you don't want me to read it on air, you can put a little note in there and I'll just read and email you back. But yeah, that's the one to end the year. If your life were a movie, what is the audience screaming at the screen? Boys, you want to answer or pass? You said it was, it's heavy, right?
I think mostly they'd be like, man, act three was a left turn. Didn't see that one coming.
100%. Matt, you want to take a swing at this one or not?
Yeah, I mean, you said it was intimidating. I have high testosterone, so I'm not that worried about it. I mean, I would hope that they're, you know, yelling like, you know, yeah, that was a sick turnaround for the pandemic. But like, good movies need conflict. I don't have a very conflicted life, so they might be getting bored and checked out. And you know, yeah, I don't know. I'd hope they're rooting for me and, you know, like going, telling me to go play more golf. Like, the hell, you should be at the range right now, dude. Like, you dedicated your life to golf like this and you practice golf less than you did 5 years ago. Like, what the hell happened? That would be the like tragedy that makes a better, more compelling story than like, oh yeah, you got the sunshine and the house and the job and everything. But it's like, I moved down here for my love of the game. I've played less golf this season than any other season past this to this point in the season. I played a lot more in the summer, but like, yeah, I just need to practice more. And you know, if it was a sports movie, they'd be like, I thought you wanted to have a shot at the regional amateur. Like, dude, you don't got that dog in you, bro. Like, you're too comfortable.
That's a good call. I was like, I think I'm going to Topgolf one day next week. Also, just in case anybody from the program is listening, I am in the corner. I do have on the Veterans Bowl, so I'm scouting out Troy for next year since they're in our conference.
Go Zips.
Go Zips. Yeah, that is the last one we'll do for the year here. Thanks as always to anybody that listens, downloads. Like, I know it's simple, but we really do appreciate you clicking a couple extra buttons and listening to it. Anybody we ever meet in public, I met a few people Friday night at the show that, you know, some I like people just slide it in too. They're like, Dad, love the show, LARP on. I'm like, yeah, man. But I know I could speak for all three of us. Just Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You know, be safe out there. I know it's time of year. People like to have a lot of fun. Just, you know, be safe. And yeah, let's roll into this next year on fire. T levels up, sleeping. We're going to start doing other stuff. Like, we're back, boys. We're back. All right. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Go Zips. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.